Chapter 6, The Ball. The ballroom in the palace was very big. There were hundreds of men and women in the center. Along the walls, there were long white tables. They had candles and all kinds of food on them. At the top of the room, on a stage, were three large chairs. The queen sat in the middle, and Siegfried sat on her right. The chair on the left was empty. It was for the princess, who would be Siegfried's wife.
Which princess do you like the best?
The one I will choose is not here yet.
But you have met them all, surely.
There is another one, Mother, and she is a surprise. You will see.
Every time a new guest arrived, the ballroom doors were opened, and everyone fell silent. A servant called out the guests' names as they entered. Each time this happened, the prince became very excited. But Odile never arrived. It was almost 12 o'clock. Siegfried had promised his mother that he would choose a bride by midnight. The two large doors opened.
Please, let it be her.
It was a giant cake with 18 candles on it. Everyone in the room began to sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Prince Siegfried. Happy birthday to you.
Siegfried and his mother walked towards the enormous cake.
Now, make a wish and blow out all the candles.
No one heard him, but Siegfried said,
I wish Odile would come and be my wife.
He blew out the candles and everyone cheered. The doors opened.
Princess Odile.
It was Odette, dressed as Odile. She wore a long white dress and long white gloves. The gold crown was shining on her head. She held a bouquet of flowers in her arms. She smiled as she walked towards the queen and prince. She gave the queen the flowers, then bowed.
Mother, this is Odile, the princess I met in the forest.
I knew your father. I'm sorry. I thought everyone had died in the fire. You must be the only one who lived.
Odette did not know what the wizard had done to Odile's parents. She stopped smiling.
Oh, Mother, her story is too sad to tell. Let us enjoy this evening together. We are her family now.
Do you mean you wish to choose Princess Odile as your wife?
Yes, Mother, I do.
The queen raised her hand for the men to sound their horns. Everyone was quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce the engagement of my son, Prince Siegfried. After tonight, he will be the king of this land, and he has chosen Princess Odile to be his wife.
Siegfried and Odette danced together. Everyone around them clapped their hands.
Odile, I knew you would come. How did you escape from the evil wizard?
I ran away.
And he did not see you.
The prince stepped back so he could look at Odette's eyes. His heart sank when he saw those eyes. They looked like Odile's, but there was something missing in them. He didn't love her. Odette began to lie about her escape from Rockford.
I saw a falling star in the sky. I closed my eyes and made a wish. When I opened them, I was in a carriage pulled by horses. That's how I got here. It must mean we were meant to be together. Oh, Siegfried, tell me you will love me forever.
He held her close because he did not want to look in her eyes. He knew he had loved Odile when he had first seen her. Now he didn't know. He thought there must be something wrong with him.
Odile, I promise always to love you and never leave you.